Yo. Pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds Chris style. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out, come out.
Miss Truth Teller. All right, I'm calm now. What's the number?
Okay,
731-334. Welcome to Philly Sound Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, the DJ, Hype Man Quant from Tennessee.
Hey, so Toes brought you out? Nice. Welcome, welcome. I miss you.
I'm just showing you love.
You just showing me love. Well, you know you got to show off too, and of course get in on the topic. Have you ever sucked a woman's toes?
No.
Go check out my Facebook picture. Would you suck my toes?
I don't know.
You don't know. Go look at the damn picture and then you call back. And then tell her if you're going to suck. As a matter of fact, you can stay on the line.
But wait, I got a question. Right?
Uh-oh.
Have you ever had a woman lick your toes?
Nah.
Oh, yeah. A woman's never put your toes in her mouth after she massaged it and all that other stuff?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
Nope. That's crazy.
You no fun.
No, it's okay. He's about to tell you all that he gonna suck my toes and my legs. I got a picture of my toes and my legs on Facebook. I just said,
oh, boo.
Okay.
I'm gonna
call back in.
Check out my toes. Call back in. It's going down.
All
right. And then Demel had somebody call and sing to me, guys. So y'all know that had me real, real excited. I was in a room. Yeah, it had me real excited. But we're gonna answer a couple more callers. We're gonna answer a couple more questions after we play some music. You know what I'm saying? I gotta show love to my homie Vine. First time calling the Philly Shine Radio. He was a little shocked last night, wasn't he? This true teller.
Yeah, he was shy.
Well, go and introduce his Black and Yellow track. Play that song. We're going to be right back. I'm going back and forth because I got this show going on here tonight, too.
Okay.
You'll see.
Hold on. Here we go. Okay. It's right. Okay. Young Ryan, Black and Yellow, going in.
Yeah. Young. I'm so fire. They know who it be. When I step in the building, they notice me. Yeah, they know what it is. Mr. Hey, where you go? We handle with this. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces. Used to knock your boy, now they wanna show a smile. Deuces. First off, niggas know who it is. Young Vine, King of Philly, I be on my shit. You should know that I don't trust nobody. Dude's fake, and my baby mom smoke grimy. I did everything, I really had your back. You so familiar, my family, what type of love is that? I swear to God, this bitch is the biggest hypocrite. Used to be ugly, now I'm the one they wanna get with. What's the difference now? I got a couple dollars, couple record labels tryna give me a holler. Bitch, your words useless. Tryna chuck the deuces, stupid. They know who it be. When I step in the building, they notice me. Yeah, they know what it is. Mr. A, where you go? We handle with this. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces. Used to knock your boy, now they wanna show a smile. Deuces. Young move like a soldier, move on point, so watch the way you approach and do, and they know that they not on my level, they just know when I'm the shovel, they got wins and I got medals, and they know that I be on my grind, everybody want you when you get a little shine, couple years ago, they ain't pay me no mind, so I throw the deuces, you ain't laughing and all laughing at, they know who it be, when I step in the building, they notice me, yeah. They know what it is. Mr. A, where you go? We handle with this. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces. Used to knock your boy, now they wanna show a smile. Deuces.
All right, that was Young Vine going in on the black and yellow beat.
Philly Shine Radio. I'm back, True Color. I'm here. We at the door, New Era concert series going down 69th Street Lounge. My homie D over here. Yeah, that's my homie. We close friends. We talked about the dinner that he ate and that I didn't get none of, but that's another side story or whatever. But I'm about to ask him the topic question. D.
Oh, wait, we got a caller, too. I'm going to let you talk to yours. And I see you private caller. We're going to get to you in a minute.
Yeah, we're gonna get to y'all. I just think it's of importance. Like, he's a handsome man. I want to know his business. I'm real newsy and stuff like that. We show off. So, D, have you ever sucked a woman's toes?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
You like, they got to be cute, right?
I have pretty feet. Yeah. I don't lick anybody's toes, though.
Would you suck my toes?
Let me see your feet.
Yeah, let me see your feet.
They pretty.
Would you suck them?
Yeah. They nice and clean.
No,
that's sure. Very pretty.
Yeah, you like the two color blue? They cute.
I like it's green and blue.
Two blues, green and blue.
Yeah, I look at toes. Nice and chocolatey. I'll look at them.
I'll see. I got chocolate toes. Not real chocolate, so don't bite them. I don't like that biting. You can just suck on them. They won't melt. Just suck on them. You know? I'm having fun. You know what I mean? You know, New Era's always banging. They got the cute fellas. The cute girls, the hot artists, you gotta come out, get a drink with us. You know what I mean? If you're not here. But let's get to a caller. Shout out to my co-host, True Teller, hold me down. She gonna be on this joint because at 12 o'clock, I'm blanking out up in here. I'll probably be real, real drunk.
And, I'm gonna cut the shit out of her. Okay, I'm gonna take this last caller. Hold on, where's my mouth at? I always use my mouth.
All right, Papa Cole,
you stand one line with
Philly
Shine.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. What's
Hello,
your name?
Ladies.
Where are you calling from? How you doing?
I'm calling from Australia. I'm calling
from
Australia.
Australia?
Yeah,
oh,
we're listening to your
you
show
so
on
much.
The net. We're
okay,
listening to your show on the net, and you have got a very cool show.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you showing love all the way from down under. Speaking of down under, you got to answer our topic question.
Hello?
I am a toe sucker.
You're a toe sucker?
I sure am. And not only toes.
You got to check out my Facebook because I'm also asking everybody, would they suck my toes? I put up a picture of my toes on Facebook.
I would pay to do that.
Huh?
I would
You'll
pay
do
to
that?
Do that.
Okay.
I would pay money to do that.
Okay.
I want to know how did he find your show?
Yeah, I would like to know too.
I listen to Blog Talk quite a lot. We listen on the internet down here. And it's there's a lot of very interesting shows, but yours is one of the better ones.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I love your accent, too. And thanks for calling on our sexy Sunday with that sexy
no
accent
worries,
from
mate.
Down under. Appreciate it. No worries.
Thanks for a great show.
Thank you for
a
great
show.
Bye, mate. Bye-bye. See,
bye,
he's a toe sucker. You said bye to him, True Teller?
Uh-huh.
That was nice. All the way from
down
under.
I feel so important. He called me. Oh, yeah. So I think I'm going to put that on my Facebook right now.
I know, right? You got to put it on mine, too, because that was hype. And he was a toe sucker. I felt like he had my toe in his mouth the way he was talking. Shit, I'm a toe sucker. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. What about you, True Teller? Have you ever sucked a man's toes?
No.
No. I did it once, sort of, kind of. A little bit.
My ex tried to give me
a little bit, like, a little lick. I gave him a little lick.
You know what I mean? I washed him first. You know what I mean?
We was in the tub, just believe.
He was damn clean, you know what I mean? That was my boo, so I was 18, too. You know how when you're young, you're like, all right, I got to try something. Let me get this out the way. So I got that out the way. But, yeah, I sucked the toe and sort of, kind of. I count that. My tongue touched his toe. That counts as a suck.
No, my ex had a fetish. This is fetish. His fetish is, like, he likes to suck toes and lick toes, but you have to wear black fingernail polish on your toes.
Oh, let's see, that's too freaky. Why do you have, well, who cares about the color of your paint? Is he going to bite it off? I like black paint.
It's just something about black that, I don't know. Toes always require it.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Y'all always know. I always come out with something weird and crazy.
You want to say hi to my co-host? Do you want to say hi to the co-host? He's sitting down here at the door. He's about to turn into your co-host for the night because he knows about toe sucking, and he said he was going to tune in to Philly Shine Radio too. So while I'm upstairs going crazy. Ladies, would be on the show. I told you, I do a little bit, but you gotta do a lot for me to put your toe in my mouth. See, cute shit ain't even nothing. That ain't even a half of it. It's a list. I'm gonna go write it down and bring the list down to you so you can check stuff off. Yeah. Okay. So now we gotta give you the number so you can be able to call in and show love or whatever.
All right. And if I find out your name. And you call in, I'm just going to put you on blast right this time.
She just going to put you on blast. But he said he can handle it. He a tall, big guy. He has some light skin. You know what I mean? Dressed nice. I'm going to get his measurements later, and I'm going to put him up on blast. I know I'll be pimping people, too. So.
Take a picture.
646, 929-0172. You call in. You press the number 1. We will open up your mic. Oh, yeah, I should take a picture of him, right? Get a picture.
Oh,
he camera shy. I'm going to take a picture with him.
I
want to
see him. I want to see him.
All right. We'll just take a private picture later. I'm going to get him to take a private picture later, your first one. I'm going to get him to take a private picture later. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, ladies. And then I'm going to be selling a picture for $19.95 on my new website called Selling D. We're going to have some fun. Shout out to Young, everybody at New Era Hip Hop Showcase Concert Series. We got E-Nuts about to perform tonight, a lot of talented artists. It's a beautiful night. Come on out, get a drink with us, have some fun with us. You might as well open up D-Mic, too, because... he just called in, and I wanna be able to have him interact. And ladies, call in. He wants to suck some toes. He said he's with it. They pretty. Right. They cute. Right, they chocolatey.
Like
they vanilla-y. You know. You ain't got nothing against vanilla toes, do you, D?
No, not at all.
You ain't got nothing against vanilla toes, see? Not at all. Vanilla toes is in.
How about caramel toes?
Caramel, milk chocolate, mocha. It could be blackberry. Oh man!
You know what I'm about to do today? I'm about to get on the sucker toe tonight. I'm about to go upstairs because there's a lot of cute girls upstairs, and I'm a dare them. Oh shit!
You gonna dare me?
I'm a dare them. I'm gonna send them right downstairs. I'm gonna like go downstairs, knock on the red door. D's in there. And he's ready. You suck your toes.
No.
I swear to God, May 1st is going down. I'm bringing my phone, and we're going to be doing some dares.
We're going to do dares? All right, well, we're going to hype that up. Like, truth teller, you should have came out, boo. It would have been fun. You could have been in a room with D. D got the little private room and shit. It's going to be a little VIP party. I'm sending everybody dares. I'm getting on the mic right now. I'm going to send some people downstairs. So, as a matter of fact, you might as well put on that track by me and Dunny, Money, Money, Money. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to go grab some ladies to keep my boy D company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot of cute ones. Was there anyone you want me to go get? Because I'm playing wingman right now. I'm doing a wingman thing.
I'm a her. Look at him. He's like, oh, shit, I got a pick.
Yes, I'm the wingman. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to be like, yo, he said you. All right,
well, listen, I'm
pushing
like this.
High boot.
Since I'm down in the booth, right, you're going to have to get a line. I say at least you got to pick out 10, and I'll pick the best one out of them.
Oh, shit,
yeah,
this is going to be the for the love of D.
Now I'll pick the best out of them.
I'm going to go get new image.
I mean,
the new images
like the
in the building.
I'm
you
feeling
like
the show right
maybe?
Now. Yeah, it's very sexy, very sexy.
Yeah, very sexy Sundays. Yeah, I'm going to go get new era images to take pictures, and we're going to film it. We got a little side show in the show, We got Philly Shine radio show going on. We got new era concert series, and we about to get For the Love of D, popping off right here on this Sunday night. I'm busy. I'm a multi-tag. You with it? You up for the challenge, Truth Teller?
I'm in for the challenge.
OD, you got to say hi to my co-host, Truth Teller. She's going to be emceeing it. We're going to have show going tonight. For the love of D, we're going to find out which ladies want to come downstairs and show D some love.
You got some whipped cream?
For the love of D.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh, whipped cream. D, you asking for too much? Shit, it's cold. It's Sunday night at 10 o'clock. They ain't even got a 7-Eleven on this block.
No,
to put whipped cream on these ladies. I think they got cherries. It's a bar. You know they got some cherries. You know you might as well buy a bottle. You might as well buy a bottle and start drinking out of belly buttons and titty cups. Yep.
Listen, bro, we are not doing those yellow shots. We're not doing body shots.
No. It's going to get real sexy tonight. I can't wait for my man to call in and sing to me with Demel. But in the meantime, we're going to get it real sexy. Play that track with Dunny and me. And I'm going upstairs to go get some ladies so we can start this side show for the love of D. I might keep it on the low because some girls might be with their dudes. I'm like, yo, did you see that guy? Ooh, really sexy. Come on, Destiny. Yeah, we're going to get scandalous. I'm going to be a little scandalous.
But listen,
I can be a little scandalous.
Girl. Sometimes you gotta keep it that way.
In.
But I ain't trying to take nobody chick though. But she wanna toes look
no,
trying
no,
to
no.
In, then I'll do it.
Man,
I'll
yeah, you
it.
Never know.
Never
no,
know.
No,
no. I mean, I ain't
we home wrecking tonight.
Home wrecking. That's what you're supposed to do.
We home wrecking
nah,
tonight.
We ain't supposed to do that.
Hold up. All right. You wanna be good. I don't mind home
you wanna
wrecking.
Be good. I mean, you just
a limit. I get my bulldozer.
Ooh.
I call my ass the bulldozer. It's a home wrecker.
Right.
I definitely got that going. Couldn't I wreck a home? I got to wreck a home in a minute. I'm like,
hey, Truth. Why you not here tonight, Truth? Huh?
Truth Teller.
Huh? Yeah, Truth Teller. Why you not here tonight? I might like a little chitto.
See, he's first. Oh, see, D is ready.
He don't know me, do he?
See, we gotta get him as a fixture. Yeah, you'll get definitely bagged and tagged.
We will double team you.
Wrapped up. Oh, double team. I don't do threesomes. I ain't trying to see you. Come on, I don't do that lesbo stuff. I want to see that.
Nobody would see that.
Listen. Don't make me choke you with your own hair. You already know how I roll. I don't roll no threesome shit. All right,
I'm
be
good. Okay, yeah, cool. Well, so we talk about double teaming them. I take D first. You can have my leftovers.
We can talk about something totally different. We can tie him up and take his wallet. You don't know what I mean by double team.
Oh.
Now I got
to
show a
real take his money.
No, I said that's what I could mean, but don't always think that I mean that, you know.
Oh, well, listen. Public service announcement. My name is Honest Fire, and my mind is always in the gutter. I think dirty thoughts all day long. I can't stop. I won't stop. You know, I would confess a lot of other things, but I'm going to wait till this Friday, Confession Friday. Little plug. But don't worry. We also play music besides we talking that shit on Philly Shine. But thanks again for our caller from Australia.
That toe sucking motherfucker. Like this.
You ready, Truth?
Down under. Much love to the down under guy, man. I wish we could have got his name. I should call back again.
We gotta ask Nick Numbers the topic question too.
Yeah, the topic question. Have you ever sucked a woman's toes? Have you ever had taste it?
I'm about to suck my toe in his mouth. Y'all dare me?
Like,
no, I ain't gonna do that. I'm be good.
Wait. This is not Truth or Dare Saturday. That was last night.
How about he carried her radio show?
How about I don't even know what's going on no more. But go ahead, play the song. I gotta go upstairs and get some ladies to keep D company.
Tuck her toes and have them live on the radio to tell them what type of show it is.
Money. Yo. Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval, the definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6-5. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up. You go do them little dishes.
Hey, Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Money. All right. Mute your phone, D. Come in. Y'all coming. Yeah, mute your phone.
I already muted him.
He muted. No, he's muted. All right, look. We got some girls, they said they don't want their toes sucked right now tonight, but they definitely representing BMG gang. You said what?
Nah.
Wait a minute, hold on. All right, listen. D is with it. Isn't D a handsome man, first of all? We got to say that. D, that's D right there.
Mm-hmm.
D's handsome. All right, D, I told you I wasn't lying, guys. We also got some beautiful women
representing for the caramel team. We talking about caramel toes, chocolate toes. I got some vanilla toes coming downstairs. And
vanilla toes. We need Mina.
The price of ain't nobody giving you no money.
Charge the suck toes.
Okay. He's about to get his real ghetto. Like, hold up, nigga. We're going to take your money. But you just got
our toes.
Yeah, three. Like, hold up, y'all heard that we was twins. Oh, yeah. Like, these toes. But no, tell everybody we are repping or whatever.
Okay, I'm Sub Gutter and I'm repping North Philly.
And I'm Jay, and I'm repping as well.
So we're like,
so we support BMG, my gang.
Okay, this is up. So have you ever had your toes sucked?
Yes, I did, in the midst of getting the cheese butt.
No, see, yeah, that's what the one caller said.
Indeed.
You got it. You
real shit. Yeah. Kick a nigga in his mouth.
But they couldn't even handle it. I think it was a good topic. The fact that we here live at the show, we're talking about toe sucking and stuff like that. And I was also asking. Oh, wait a minute.
Listen, like, anyway, you
want to
do it. Toes in your mouth.
However you
all want to
fuck.
You want to lick around a big toe?
One toe? Listen, if you want to lick in the green toes, you can do that.
So the bitch that put some pinky toe in your house, you with it?
But it's only one at a time? I think he's too picky.
I don't have no six, but that's
the thing. Like, just grab the first three. Yeah. Your mouth big enough.
Yes.
His mouth is right, y'all. I want it all on tape. I want to see that shit. he got that mouth. But speaking of mouth that look right, we got to turn over to Nick Number. Ask him the topic questions. I know, but definitely thanks to our facilitator. We live a new era hip hop showcase doing our thing topic series. Nick Number, have you ever sucked a woman's toes?
Nah, I ain't never sucked no toes.
You ain't never sucked no toes, not once?
But would you ever suck toes?
Nah, I put you on blast. Would you suck, look at this, look at the right foot, and look at the left foot? Would you?
It's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
I like that, possible. I like the possibilities. I'm losing focus.
But I got some bad ass toes.
She got some sexy toes. We're going to have sexy
shit.
Now, I'm going to start taking pictures. I got to focus. I can't focus. Wait a minute. Hold on. All right, back to focus.
Hold on, wait. Okay, wait. I'm going to take callers right now, all right?
We're going to take some callers. Definitely thank you guys for showing love. I'm going to make sure BMG lets y'all know how y'all can always tune in on the show. This was Sexy Sunday. Thanks for being a part of it. I'm going to go get some vanilla toes for D.
Yeah.
He's going to get some toes.
All right, area code 425-22. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Hey, what's up? Esquad DJ Midnight Grooves. How y'all doing?
Oh, DJ Midnight Brew, what's up? Welcome to the show, babe. You truth teller, you gotta treat them right, cause that's my peoples. We show love, X Squad DJs. Y'all already know I go hard and rep, but I gotta go upstairs and go get some more toes for my boy D, cause we gotta get something in his mouth. And we got a possible for Nick later. We gonna talk about that a little later. What you know about that?
What's up? I can't do the toes. Hello? Oh, man, I'm gone.
Still here. I don't know where she went.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here, but you can keep on going. I don't know where she went. She just faded out. She faded to black.
Yeah, she did. Quick. No, I can't do the toes, baby. I can't do the toes.
Can't do the toes.
Can't do the toes.
But would you have a woman fucking toes?
Hell no. I don't want to settle my mind either. I'm straight on the toes, man. I mean, I can suck and lick on everything else, but we can't do the toes, though.
Okay. I just got a question, right? Okay, you said you can't do the toes, right? All right. I'm going to go there. I'm going to be controversial. I'm going to go there. All right, you can't do the toes, but if you can do, you know, the cuckoo and the pee-pee come out the cuckoo, why can't you do the toes?
Oh, man, you know what? That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know. It's just something about walking around,
You got your feet in the shoes all day, man.
Tippy touched the cuckoo. Come on, like.
Was.
That was just a question. I'm the controversial one. I'm the controversial one.
It's just something about them feet. I just can't do it.
Hold on. I'm going to take another caller. 404-418. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? It's Squad in the building. What's up? Jay Blank. Celebrity Sundays. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm good. I don't know where Honest went. She faded the block.
Oh, you said somebody just faded to black?
Yeah, Honest faded to black. She was talking 1 minute and going the next.
So what's the topic for tonight?
Toe sucking. Have you ever sucked a woman's toes?
Yeah, I don't suck some toes. You got to finish sucking some toes. With some barbecue sauce. Ain't nothing wrong with sucking them toes. That's when they clean, they yours. Y'all must suck them toes.
The homies
only. Okay, here's the time to show. Honest uploaded a picture of her feet on her page, and she said, would y'all suck her toes?
No.
On what page?
No.
On her page.
Hell no.
She said, you ain't gonna suck them toes.
Hell no.
I dare you to tell her to her face.
You know what? Right. I have no problem telling her stuff.
I'm back. We're back. Now we have some vanilla toes in the building. Representing my homie, Corey.
You all breaking up on our conversation.
I know. That's why I was saying I'm back. This is Jay.
Now, I'm in.
But wait, I have two callers on the line. We're in the middle of something.
Can you mute?
Mute your phone. All right, that's no problem. But well, shout out to all the callers. Definitely, thank you so much for calling the show. Who we got on the line?
On the line.
DJ Midnight Ghouls representing them X-Squad DJs.
Oh, you ready to sing to me? Okay, X5 in the building. I love it. And we got the beautiful ladies representing.
My name is Erica from Linwood.
I'm Angela from Westchester.
Okay, that's what's up in the building. I'm coming. I'll be right out. Shout out to everybody coming in showing love tonight, the new era hip hop showcase. But I got to ask the ladies the topic question. Erica, have you ever had your toes sucked?
No, I'm not with all that.
I think
feet are nasty. Like, I don't want nobody touching my feet. Like, you know, just
what if he gave you a beautiful milk foot bath and he sponged your toes and at the same time, then after they was all clean and shiny, you know what I mean?
But wait, I have a question.
Hold up. Y'all look like some young ladies, but I'm going to tell y'all, that's the ish. It feels so good. It's definitely, I have a question, though, right?
I don't care how long you wash them. I'm not putting my toes in my mouth.
You get a pedicure, but you want
I think
D will change your mind. I think D will change your mind. He'll change your life in a day. definitely thank you so much. Tell Corey he got to get on. I play his music. I got a lot of people listening. C-Hand, definitely. Shout out to C-Hand doing his thing, you know what I mean? Thank you for letting us at least talk about y'all vanilla tools. Go ahead upstairs. They fly girls, too. That was fun.
Okay, but wait. We had our callers online talking. You were talking over them.
I know. I'm sorry, but I'm the host, so I'm going to do what I want. It's like, no, I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little ignorant. I wasn't raised right. I'm here for y'all. I wasn't raised right. So thanks. Oh, you brought it for me? Thanks. Oh, yeah, he owed me $5. Oh, okay, yeah, cool. That's right. All right, I got my money. All right, back to the show. Well, what was they saying? I'm sorry. Y'all smart men, y'all can say it again. I'm sorry.
I can't suck nobody's toes. I can't suck nobody's toes. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't no wrong with sucking toes.
You can suck my toes.
Baby.
Man, look, I'm going to make you suck my toes just because I don't like your tone of voice. Hold on, but wait.
That would never happen.
Controversial ass. Look, just when I asked him, right, I said, okay, you said you can't suck toes, but you can eat coochie, but you can't suck toes and pee come out of the coochie holes and shit. And touch the coochie.
Wait a minute.
You
the coochie and toes two different things.
Wait, but listen to what I'm saying. He's saying there's no way he could suck toes, but how could you eat coochie and the pee touch the coochie? How would the pee touch a coochie? I said the pee. P-E-E.
Pee is not that dirty either. Like, come on now.
If your coochie smell like piss, you need to go back to your mom and learn how to clean your coochie right. Because that's not what I'm saying.
But on some real shit, I think a pussy is the most cleanest thing in the world because it's covered all day. You know what I mean? You make sure you wipe it off and stuff like that. It smells good. I think a pussy has nothing to do with toes. That's just, no, nothing. Like, yeah, if your pussy stink like toes, fuck you.
That's what I was saying. You just got to take everything out of context.
If your pussy smell like toes, fuck you. That's fucked up.
Get away from taking the context. Well, hold on, y'all. I'm going to open up this other line, too. I see another one. But we got three. Uh-oh. We got two more. Hold on. We got 267221. Oh, where's my mouse? Hold on. Wait, what? How come I? Okay, 267221. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Yeah, I guess they're scared to speak on that on the topic.
Just checking the toes.
Yeah.
Okay, closing that mic back up. Okay, we have another. This is probably another X-Squatter. Hold on. 770-96. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Would you suck my toes?
Oh, that's real.
Ew. That's a mouth.
Ew.
No, you're dirty.
I can mail you a toenail so you can just... You know, start with the toenail so when I come to Philly, you can just finish the rest off.
No, if we do all that, if you send us a toenail to Philly, we going to clone you, first of all. How you doing? Yo, y'all got to get C-Hand on my show so I can show him.
He was supposed to come on last week.
He can't find my Twitter. I'm about to text it to him. I got him.
He ready to call it.
Jay Harden.
The show almost over?
No. The show is until 2 o'clock.
Until
1 o'clock. And Truth Teller going to be holding it down or whatever.
Oh, he going to say.
Nice topic, Jamel. How you feel about sucking toes?
I have done it before, but, you know, it ain't nothing like the coochie.
Hey, I know that's right. Ain't nothing like pussy.
But, you know,
ain't
nothing
better than pussy
send,
except for new pussy.
I can always send you my toenail and you can find out, you know, if you want to suck
Ew,
my toe or not.
No, that's not a toe. And if you cut off my foot, I'm going to be really upset with you because I'm like, Demel, you need some fucking help. But no, Demel. You got to come bring that foot. Live and in person, and I'm a shoving in Truth Teller mouth.
Hold on, I am not 114.
Take one for the team. Take one for the team. You sucking the Mel toes. I want you to deep throw his toes until you get to his balls.
I want her to titty fuck my toes.
Wait. Okay, if I gotta suck on the Mel toes, right? You gotta suck on Jermaine toes.
Oh, dark skin Jermaine? Oh, I will eat Jermaine up like a bonbon with his little chocolate soap. Hold up. Stop playing. Don't even play. But I got my eyes set on something else. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. So
oh, you don't get...
Where is Jay Harden at?
I can call him.
Call him now. How y'all doing? We talking about sucking toes tonight on my radio show. Y'all in the sucking toes?
You know, Jameel.
No? Would you suck my toes? I'm about to shove them in your mouth now. Get rough with you. These guys ain't tough. I'm going to have them all sucking my toes tonight. I'm going to come home with wet drawers. My bad. You want to leave them with blue balls? And I'm going to leave them with blue balls. Yeah, you already know. I'm a little cold. She won't come away. She won't come home with wet balls, but she gonna lead up with blue balls.
Hold. I got 7 minutes. I need to hear him sing to me. Jay Hard, welcome to the show.
Well, look, y'all making my stomach turn, so I'm gonna get up out of here, man. This DJ Midnight Groove, X Squad DJs, I'm out.
Oh, I don't give a fuck if your stomach turn. Bye.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, what's going on?
I'm not forcing nobody to do nothing unless you're in front of me. You know what I mean? Don't be scared,
Hello?
Callers. I can't make you suck them. Yo, Jay Harden, what's up, babe?
What's up, baby? Nothing much. Trying to get to this money. What's going on with you?
I'm ready to hear you sing, but before you sing, you got to show off. Tell everybody your website, how we could be able to check out your music and your song, and we can show love. I want to see your tall figure and such. So go ahead, show off. Tell everybody where they can find you online.
You can find me at Jay Harden, that's J-H-A-R-D-E-N dot M-E. You can check me out on Facebook at J-H-A-R-D-E-N-J, Twitter, J-H-A-R-D-E-N-01. You know, and just Google me, Jay Harden featuring Jay, because lifting me up, Jay Harden featuring Trick Daddy Marching Band, Jay Harden worked that pole. You know, the king of hood and blues, what's popping, talk to me.
Tonight's topic... We're talking about toes. Would you suck toes? Or do you have a song about sucking toes on Philly Shy Radio?
Well, I don't have a song about
right now.
Okay, a sucking toe. Let me see if I can come up with you. I know the mood is right. We don't have to fight. Get on the floor and let me suck them toes. I want to suck them toes. I wanna suck them toes. While I'm in you, while I'm kissing you, nobody has to know. Let daddy suck them toes. Hello? Ooh, what's going on? Hello?
Honest.
Hello?
Truth teller. Philly Shine Radio.
Well, Ernest went.
We lost Ernest there for a second. I had to, you know, pick up the emergency, you know, phone because we lost her for a second.
So, Truth Teller, what you think about that song?
That was hot.
That came out of the top of my head on sucking them toes, you know. I think sucking toes are beautiful things.
Mm-mm. I can't see myself doing it, so I'm cool.
Why?
I just can't see myself doing it. I really don't like it done.
Well, you know, you're just one woman out of millions and millions of women in the world. So at the end of the day, you know, that's your opinion. And your opinion is definitely a great opinion. Why wouldn't you like doing it?
Just wouldn't. Just something that's not appeasing to me. Where the hell did she go?
Huh?
I said, where the hell did she go? You bet.
Honest fire, yeah.
Then she muted herself out, y'all. Then she hung up again, y'all.
I'm back. What you said, you can't handle all these guys by yourself?
Oh, please.
Yeah, she don't like toe sucking. She's a selfish lover. She's a selfish lover.
You're wrong sucking them toes.
No, you understand. You have to compromise.
I ain't compromising with shit.
Let me tell you something. You say you don't suck no toes. Let me come over there with $100,000 and stick my toe out with some goddamn strawberry.
I don't care how much money you got. It ain't going to make me put your toes in my mouth.
Man, you don't suck nobody's toes for $1 million. Be honest now.
Nope, I wouldn't.
If you literally had $1 million sitting in front of you, you wouldn't suck a toe?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, we back on?
Yeah, we back
are.
On.
Honest?
Echo, echo,
yeah.
Echo, echo, echo.
That's me.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's me. That was me. I had to mute myself. Okay. I had the thing going. I don't know where she's at.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. She really gonna make me choke. No.
So what would you do to what would you let a man do to you that you'll do to a man?
Wow.
I ain't going there.
You did ask that question.
I'm a BK girl. I'm be a good girl.
Well,
be a bad girl.
You just had a baby, didn't you?
And?
That's just awesome.
So, you know, that moment made you have a baby. You wanted to have a baby. It was just like that moment, you know, he was like, give it to me. He was like, no. And then, you know what I'm saying?
That moment was, I could have went bowling.
Yeah, you could have went bowling, but you had sex.
I could have went bowling. I ain't met a woman yet when I sucked my toe. You know what? You could take your toe and thumb up your ass, but
man,
I suck my toes for my ass.
You're a selfish lover.
Yep. Surely is, but I ain't sucking no man toes.
Yeah.
Why your mouth too clean for it? You won't suck a man's toe. You what are you? You eat pork?
No, I don't.
You eat beef?
Huh?
You eat beef?
At times.
You might well suck some toe then.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to figure out you eating beef. It's worse than sucking some toe 24,000 times a day. I can send you a million sheets on it showing it was in the beef you eat. So you might well suck some toe.
How about you just get a bitch to suck your toes, and that's it, because I'm not sucking no toes.
I didn't ask you to suck mine. I'm just saying you might as well. So you suck dick?
Nope.
Oh, she lying.
You don't suck no dick.
I don't believe it.
You don't suck no dick?
Nope.
Well, you and the guy still together that you got the baby by?
Nope.
Okay, you better start sucking dick.
Okay, we ain't still together. Okay, I'm just playing.
Can't suck what you can't find. Huh? Can't suck what you can't find. You're going to have to suck a dick now. Oh, glory. If you
come down and want to keep a man, you're going to have to suck a good one. I'm sorry. But listen to this. Mm-hmm. When you're so small that a condom come off, there's something to fuck wrong with you.
If you're so small, your man was that small?
Man, it was dark. I told you I could have went bowling.
Well, shit, he showed me. He probably been small. He shot far. He shot far, though. He got a.
He showed me?
He was done, and I ain't even do. I'm like, you done? Like,
shit. How long y'all have been kicking it?
Like 4 months.
So you let him go hit your rope with no rope?
No, it was one. That's what I'm trying to say. It came off.
It came off.
He
was that little. He got too big of a condom.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
No, it was a regular size.
Hey, where you at? What? You got a boyfriend now?
Mm-mm. Well,
you
I don't know. I don't even know.
You do me a favor. You come sit on my face.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
and
you'll do
that.
Who is
this talking? Who is this talking? I'm.
No, listen. I'm asking you a question, right? Because in order for you, what men want, I'm going to tell you what men want, a drop down, every man want a drop down, nasty, dog got all that freak.
Right.
And then, but then he want a woman that he can trust. So at the end of the day, if you're not sucking any penis, licking balls,
right.
none of that kind of
licking
stuff,
balls.
You're going to have a hard time in a relationship arena, period. So you're going to have to start sucking some dick.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I'm sorry. You gonna have to get good at it too. I'm talking about super spit nasty. That's what it's gonna take.
What?
Man, you're gonna be on your way to keeping a man.
Ew.
No teeth.
If I meet a woman and she know how to turn me out, I ain't finna go nowhere.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. I ain't going nowhere. Don't let her swallow. I'm so to goddamn give my ATM card and everything.
Oh, you out of control.
I'm afraid don't let her swallow. I met a girl about 2 months ago. She served me up so good. My toe popped. I still got the crap in my foot today. I still got the same crap in my foot.
Yeah, I
got
my medicine.
What kind of medicine you on?
Some shit that.
Oh, Lord. Well, ain't no nigga burnt you out here.
Huh?
Ain't no nigga burnt you up out here.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
No, because shit, everything's straight. What do you got to understand? Everything's straight. You know, what kind of medicine you on? Birth control?
No. Something more serious.
But you're okay, though, right? I'm serious.
Huh?
Is it for bipolar?
Hell no, I ain't crazy.
I tell you what, though. I know if you were with me, you'll be sucking dick.
Whatever.
So good. I'm going to treat you so good, you're going to want to suck some dick. That's the key to all of this. You might not suck untold,
yeah.
But if I do enough, you're going to goddamn be into a certain degree. You're going to be close enough because you suck a dick or dick piss every day.
Mm-hmm.
If I was, I'm just saying, I eat pussy. I know it piss every day and it bleed once a month. I might as well suck some toes.
Right.
I'm saying, I might as well suck some toes if I'm going to eat something that piss every day and bleed once a month. I'm sorry. So toes are very, very minute here.
Oh, shit.
So just being honest, so really, toes are very small. We talking about something. You have to put a tampon or a maxi pad on that motherfucker once a month and let it leak. And most niggas going to go and eat it. After you don't clean it up good, they know it done bled and it pissed. They're going to eat it anyway and enjoy it. So please,
yes,
no further ado.
Y'all is out of control.
Let me suck your toes. That's the least I can do. Cause I done ate a nasty ass pussy. They gonna bleed and y'all gonna goddamn all that. And then don't let me get too far out there and lick on the other one, on the other hole. Then I'm just
going
everywhere.
Wow.
I'm sorry to say, but a lot of y'all women like anal stimulation. Y'all like that. Y'all like to be licked on your ass.
They do.
A lot of y'all women like that. I'm sorry.
This is my saying. My saying is, hold on, y'all. Wait, did he buy this for a fucking engagement ring? Hold on, y'all.
Oh.
Oh, he bought an engagement ring.
Man, nigga kill me. Nigga be buying these motherfuckers engagement ring. Everybody want to invite you to the wedding, but don't nobody want to invite you to the devote.
No, my BD bought this. Oh, my God. Hold on. Y'all talk for a minute. I got to tell my mama this.
Oh, man. Why you going to get off the subject?
You can call your mama later on. BD, now, we talk out in the show, and y'all fucking up phones on it. You can leave talk to us about this toe sucking and dick mauling. You need to be able to maul a dick like a pit. You want to maul it.
Yo, he bought this bitch a ring, yo.
He muck. Why she gotta be a bitch? He muck. She sucking a good dick. That what she doing?
Yeah, a profile.
He's a prime example of what a good toe sucker gets you.
Amen.
Now you
a
do the good toe sucking against her. She just bought that bitch a ring. Now you can sit there and keep your mouth closed if you want to, because right now, 2011, a pussy don't cut it. It takes a little more than a pussy now. Back in the 60s and 40s, my dad in the 60s and 70s, the pussy was good. But now, it's 2011. You got to have your mouth. You got to come all in when you come and tell me.
You got to come on in the what?
You got to come all in, meaning it's 2011. I'm sorry, in the 70s, a pussy was cool, just a vagina in the 60s. But now, in 2011, you got to bring everything to the bed. You got to bring, once you come in that bedroom, your body is at my disposal.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
So you have a you can handle this, can't you?
I just got the shock of my life, though, girl.
Oh, we gonna talk about it. I'll be right back. I was just checking on y'all. Much love to everybody doing their thing and showing love to the show. I got work to do.
Who is this?
Okay. Hold on, wait. I'm gonna add another call in here. This is gonna be the party line. Shut up. 267-221. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. 267-221. Hello.
Yeah, I want to talk.
Okay, this is like the ninth time you didn't push number one, and you ain't say nothing.
Was it a girl or was it a girl?
I don't know who it is.
Are we on the phone? Is this Honest right here?
Hello?
Who is this, Honest, or is this the female that I'm so told? I wish I could hang with you for 2 weeks. I guarantee I have my foot in your goddamn mouth. I will. I'm going to take care of you.
I guarantee you that you'll be getting your ass kicked.
Well, if it ain't my foot, that might turn me on. You might kick my ass. I might get harder. I'm a different type nigga, so you might think kicking me in the ass going to hurt when I'm getting it turned on. The end of the day, if I had you for about 2-3 weeks, I'm going to treat you in a way to where you're going to at least suck my dick. Because I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat you real good and slow, too, and put my hand around your throat with a slight choke. See what I'm saying? Hello?
Truth teller.
She don't understand, man. She trying to suck them toes.
What?
She eat deep.
Suck toes.
What?
You don't suck a toe.
What?
You eat deep.
You better go get you some people to back you up.
Yeah, you need to, because you ain't sucking no toe, you ain't sucking no dick, you got problems.
Yeah.
You're going to around and have going to be another.
I just slapped and left you.
If you get with a nigga that
to the dog.
If you get with a nigga that don't like to get a dick sucking, and he just want to fuck, then it's like if you got a nigga that just want to fuck and don't want to eat no time. And I ain't going for that, man. He got to eat on it. You go sit up in that high chair. He starts whining like a baby. She prays. You must be living it. I might meet you and you in black and white. Cause that shit, they stopped saying sucking dick in 1984. Because my daddy told me.
Okay.
She started hard in 84. So you must be in the 30s. You got a hat on with a little flower on it.
What?
You got a little hat on with a flower on it. You ain't sucking no dick. You sucking dick, though. I know you are. So you just saying it sounded good on the phone. You sucking for dick. You probably get you in the room. You probably do everything. They got to push off.
What?
Get your ass in the room. They got to push you off and try to put 2 pound socks on.
Whatever.
Nigga, go pull her in the room. I put on 3 pounds of sauce. You want them toes so bad.
Still.
I believe that you're sucking through the sock to a stocking, man. I put a rub on my foot.
Sure.
I put a rub on my foot. You can suck with the rub on. I need to meet you.
Why?
I didn't meet you and drop all 10 of these. And you just
her name is Truth Teller on Facebook.
A Truth Teller, I'm going to find her because she needs to find my Facebook site. I need to drop all 10 of these. And are you playing? You need a 10 answer. That's what you need. Give you something to dream about. Where is Honest?
I have no idea.
If she had to stay away y'all together, we got to call her back. What we got to do?
I don't know, but I guess she want us to talk because, you know, she want me to hold down the show because she's
well,
just up and left me.
Well, truth teller, this is an R&B guy named Jay Harden. He's down in Atlanta. This is truth teller. She's up there in Philadelphia.
Oh, you need to go to my side. I got a sharp beard, too. All black, beautiful beard, just like you like him. You can pull on this motherfucker. I'm going to tell you like they're truth teller. I'm going to be honest with you. Would you rather be loved or treated right?
I want some of both.
No, you don't have a choice. Cause
I do have a choice. That's why I'm single now. I have a choice.
See, now you're single now because you don't suck dick.
No, I'm single now because I refuse to go into the bullshit of guys.
No, you got a problem too. How old are you?
Old enough.
Okay, let's say if you're old enough now. Let's say if you're 27 or above. It ain't no way you supposed if you ain't got a man right now, the reason you don't have a man because you hard headed, you ain't sucking no dick, and you ain't paying attention. So you supposed to have a man right now this time. You supposed to be single, so I need to come up to Philadelphia and show you how you need to be treated. I'm gonna treat you good. I'm gonna treat you like a queen.
Yeah, Philly.
I do have a man, but I don't
fuck
with
him like that.
You don't fuck with him like that, but you don't fuck with him like that. You know what I'm saying? I need to come up there, and I need to take care of you. And I guarantee you won't want me to come back, because I'm going to treat you just how you see. You need to be treated in a way to where you want to do those things. I'm going to treat you the way you want to be nasty.
I ain't going to lie. Like, if I meet a man and, you know, he worth my while, and, you know, I can trust him to that point, maybe, but, you know,
you
as now, fuck no.
You going to sell some dick, though.
You know what? What part don't you understand? Did you just hear what I just said?
If you meet the man and you know you feel like you're going to at least suck a dick, all right? I'm asking you, you're going to at least suck a dick, ain't you?
Huh? You ain't even hear what I just said.
As long as I know you're going to suck something. Because it can be when you get 70, 80 years old, you take your false teeth out. You sure don't be dangerous then. You're about 80 years old, take them false teeth out, you're going to be something to help, something to deal with.
Wow.
You're going to be hell then. It might be all right to wait. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
I hear you.
Wow. I need to come up there and treat you good, though. I really need to meet you. Because these niggas ain't doing you right. There ain't no way. You supposed to be sucking dick years ago.
Truth teller.
Hmm.
I think you want to ask him what song is he pushing?
Say that one more time. I'm trying to hear you, you know, over my background noise. Hold on.
You want to know.
Go ahead.
You want to ask him what song he pushing?
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, what he just said.
Wow. He's pushing a song called I Threw a Party on That Pussy. I'm pushing one called Work That Pole, and I got one called Sit On My Face.
Okay, let me hear Work That Pole. I gotta laugh at that one.
Shorty working that pole. She knows she got soul. I love it when you drop it down low, yeah. Shawty know she working that pole. I love the way she working that pole. That hit 23 top 30 in the UK. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit aside, work that pole. Talking about the auto pole dancing. Sit on my face straight to the point. Sit on my face is the story of a man who meet this woman. She's going through trials and tribulations in her life. She's tired of being done wrong, and she's sitting at home. Her body is weary, and she's just tired. So he calls on the phone, and he tells her, look, you don't have to have sex with me. You don't have to kiss me. You can come to my door. I'm going to leave the kid on the mat. You can walk in. You can come to the bedroom and be laid back in a vertical position. You can cl- climb up on top of the bed, climb up past my waistline, and you can hoist yourself up on my face and just sit there and relax. And I'm going to give you oral stimulation. You can get through and go home, and I go to sleep. That's sit on my face. That's a hell of a nigga there, ain't it? Hey, that's a hell of a nigga. Mm-hmm. A truth teller.
Mm-hmm.
That's sit on my face. Then I throw a part on that pussy is a dynamic song. Because, you know, most people don't understand the power in throwing a part of that pussy. You want the pussy to feel like it's a celebration, you know? So, in part on that pussy, what I do on that song, I take a woman to a level that's unseen, unforeseen mentally for her. And knowing that her pussy is going to be taken to the next level, it's going to be like fireworks down there. It's going to be like, you know, bar mitzvahs. It's just going to really be shaking and trembling when I get off of it, you know? So that's basically, you know, if I'm in a room with a female, this is throwing a part on the pussy. I'm rock hard, I'm on it, and I'm going in. Now, the opposite of throwing a part on the pussy is when a nigga's sitting in a room and he can't get hard and he's blaming it on bills. He's blaming it on some things in his life that he don't understand what's going on, stress. And he's extremely soft. He's sitting on the edge of the bed like the thank you man. He's throwing a funeral on the pussy. You don't hear nothing. It's very sad. And it's just everybody's in tears because he's in the bedroom and he cannot perform. He's not an important man. He's a very impotent man. You see me?
Mm-hmm.
So with those three songs, I can't lose. I have clean records, too, but those are the records that get me paid on the streets. And I want you to know, if I'm ever in Philadelphia and your body is weary and you're tired and you feel like you just can't sit down, just come sit on my face. You can sit on my face. You can sit on my face in reverse. That means you can be looking toward my toes, and if I'm doing it good, you might fall down there and start sucking.
Hell, couldn't know.
Sideways.
Nasty.
You pull out a cigarette. No, I'm not nasty. I'm filthy. Nasty is just too good. Nasty is an understatement for me. I'm filthy. So when you think about me, don't think nasty. That's too clean. Think filthy.
It's round, though. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
What I miss?
Yeah.
We talking. Like, you just keep leaving me and we in conversation, then you come in and just...
I mean, what you expect me to do? I can't hear. I'm sorry if I'm multitasking right now. I'm live hosting a live showcase. We got people on stage performing live and stuff. That's relevant to the Philly Shot. How y'all doing?
Well, Honest, your girl needs some help.
She needs some help, Honest.
I'm paying them no attention. I'm fine just the way I am.
Honest,
believe it.
You're not sucking any dick or toes. You're
nope,
not fine.
Nope,
you need
nope.
Counseling.
And?
I'm going to come in the room. You know how I will counsel you? This is your counseling session. I stand in front of you and my dick will be about a half inch from your mouth. That's just counseling. I would be talking to you like, look, just take your time. Look at the dick.
Look at your face.
I ain't gonna be with about an inch from your face, though. Just look at the dick. Just be brave. You ain't nothing but a dick. Slap on it. Touch it.
In your face.
You see me?
Mm-mm.
You see what I'm saying? Truth teller. That's be your counseling session for 20 minutes every 2 days a week. I just stand in your face. I just stand that nigga within your face.
You should have asked
my
that.
Shirt off, please. So you can see the sick pack that rolled down to the dick. When you see that sick pack, then I'm going to have you do 10 strokes. We'll just down my sick pack, the 10 strokes. You don't have to touch the dick, then roll right your hand, man. Yeah, I want you to learn. You got to learn how to care for the dick, truth teller. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Oral stimulation, baby. Where is I'm honest at?
She was just here.
I got another song called Feet to the Ceiling off the chain. You know what I'm saying? You like that record. A lot of my songs are very sexually driven because that's my lane in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you can't throw a part on everybody because then you don't want the police to come and kick you in the door. And plus, you want to make sure you don't get sick. You know, you drank too much of the party, so you got to be very careful on how you throw that party. But like if me and you were together, you know what I'd do for you, truth teller? Can I tell her what I do to my boy?
Go ahead.
If me and you were together, right, I'd take you out on a nice dinner, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you play for it because I want you to learn that you got to earn the deal.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, No, listen. I don't want to hear no more.
Listen what I'm doing.
Because you're going to make me do something. I don't do nothing if I don't want to.
True teller, you're going to understand what I'm saying. Let me finish and see where I'm going with it. Okay, I'm going to let you pay for our meal. Because I want you to earn this precious gift. This is not something I just give away. Now, once you do that, I want you to open the door for me, and I want you to show me that chivalry is not dead. Open the door for me, and let me get in the car first. You know why? Because I want you to understand you're earning the deed. This is precious to me. You get in the car, I'm going to sit in the back seat. You know why I'm sitting in the back seat when you open the door? Because you're going to be hauling deep. So at the end of the day, I want you to have this precious material in the back, and I want to be sitting on something soft so that I don't injure my nuts. When you get me to your house, I want you to open the door and lay down your jacket so I can step over the puddle. After that, I'm going to get to your steps. I want you to pick me up and tote me up the steps like a baby.
He on crack. He on crack right
there.
I can barely lift myself up some steps, so how am I going to lift his ass up?
Then put your hand up under my nuts with your hand flat out so that way you can rest on it. And I want you to guide me upstairs. After you set me down, right, I want you to go in your kitchen. I want you to bring something out, put a bib on me, and pour something in my mouth to drink because I'm getting ready to go to work and throw a part in that pussy. When you sit down beside me, I want you
to... So y'all know what that sound like, right? That just sound like that he just hold himself out.
No, I'm going to show you what I'm doing. Now, once we get in there, right, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the table, and I'm going to get your list of bills. I'm talking about whatever you owe, and I'm going to look at them. And you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do with them bills? Hello?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm going to take every bill that you got, baby, every one of them. And then you're going to pray that they don't keep calling you over the bill. I'm not the fam. We're going to pray over the bill. We're going to set the bills in the middle of the floor. And then you're going to have a prayer together. Because those bills are not my problem. That's your problem.
This motherfucker got serious issues. He must don't know who I be.
Hey, listen. We're going to pray over your bills. We're going to say folk prayer. We're going to say the Christian prayer. We're going to say the Islamic prayer. Whatever prayer is going to take care of them bills, that's what we're going to try to hear. After we done with that, we're going to pick your bills up and send them back in the box where you keep them at. And I don't want to see them no more after that. That's on you. Now, we're going to sit down and I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to listen. I'm going to let you talk to me. That's after you give me a massage, because I like to be treated well. After you do all this, that's when I'm going to proceed to give you the deed. You earned it at that point. You're worth it. I'm going to lay you down, and I'm going to make love to you. I'm going to suck your face.
We find it again.
I'm going to lick your ears. I'm going to pull you close to me. I'm going to put you. I'm going to let you lay your head in my bosom. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And when you wake up the next morning and turn over to grab me to put your arm around me, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be out. I'm going to be in the left house with your key to your vehicle. Whatever car you have, I'm going to be driving it. And don't call my cell phone because I'm going to bring your car back when I get through doing what I have to do. You feel me?
I ain't paying him no attention.
Hey, that's a hell of a nigga that ain't it. That nigga ain't shit.
He ain't shit.
That nigga ain't shit. That nigga don't got them. He went and prayed over the bill. He pulled the bill out, sat in the middle of the floor, everything, yo, student loan, anything. And we said, we're going to say an hour and 15 minute prayer. We're going to look back down there. The bill's still there. You didn't have enough faith. It ain't me. It's you. That's what I'm going to say. Every time we look at them bills in the floor, we say, you know what, True Teller, you ain't got no faith. I'm going out here. You're going to have to pay my muscle seed. I believe. You see, I ain't got no bills. Look at your bills. You ain't got faith. True Teller, every time we look down there on the floor, we see all them bills after we get to prayer. I'm going to say, you know what, you don't believe. I can't, you not, no. You don't have the faith of mercy. You don't have the faith of Daniel in the lines, Dan. I have to leave here because you got too many bills for me. Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. I ain't fucking with you. That's why I don't, see, that's why you would never get the chance to be around me. Because niggas like you, I say a nigga like you, make a bitch stay single.
Here's what I'm going to do. When you call me and you need your car, I'm going to bring it back to you. And I'm going to make sure it's close to empty as possible because I don't want you to leave the house.
You
I'm going to make
what?
Sure it's in the middle
y'all
of the
orange. Y'all hear this shit?
I'm going to make sure it's in the middle of the orange. Because I want you to stay at the house with me. I don't want you to go nowhere. I want y'all to sit there and talk to me. And them bills still in the floor and be like, you still don't believe.
Dude, I'm going to hurt him. He's going to make me hurt him, y'all. He's going to make me really seriously hurt him. He don't know me.
And then if we have any kids together, I'm going to be an in-house father.
Listen, it won't even get that far because it's just...
Oh, girl.
It's going to get that far. So, yeah, we're going to get me that far. Get what one thing the nigga got that's going to keep him in the game. I got
nothing, not a damn thing.
Listen, I got on a nice shirt. My pants look just right. I'm clean as a whistle. Swag allow you to do a lot of things that a normal nigga that don't got swag can't. You gonna wanna put him out for guilt, you're gonna say, you know what? And your mind gonna be saying, I ain't gonna put him out for
mm-hmm.
But then the other thing is that once you do taste my dick, you're gonna realize that it's sweet. You're gonna be like, he got a sweet dick. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be it, then. You taste the sweet dick, and nothing you going to be able to do.
So after everything you didn't describe to me, I'm supposed to still want you.
Uh-huh. Because guess what? I have done something that most men would not do, and this is what you're going to speak. I have been honest. I told you we're going to pray over the bill. You got a spiritual man with you.
On the road because, you know, his comedy is hilarious.
Listen, every woman wants a spiritual man. I'm praying with you day in and night over them same bills. Whether they change or not, you're going to be able to tell your friend, me and my man pray every night. We do. Over your bills. You see? You got an honest man. You got a man that's dedicated. I'm at home staying there raising our kids.
And so what am I supposed to be doing?
You're going to be working three jobs.
Three
one
jobs
job
in my ass?
Three.
Okay, wait. First of all.
One job is.
No. You got to know this. I can't work at all, so you got to get your lazy ass out and go fucking work.
Why you can't work? You're disability.
Yep, surely do.
Even better. Now that I know you're on full disability, we need to increase the check. We ain't got to even do all that. Now all we got to do is, once you lose your mind while I'm treating you, we're going to be able to add another $1,500 a month for psychiatric problems. We going to beat that.
You see this shit? He ain't nothing but a motherfucking wannabe player pimp.
No, we going to eat. Say what? You already getting assistance. You get your check every month. Every third, get what? That's the only time I'm going to come out of the house. I'm going to go to the mailbox. I'm going to be a man on every third. I'm going to be the man of the house. I'm going outside and
ever spend my money. That's the whole fucked up thing about it. No man is spending my money. No man ain't touching my check.
I didn't say I was going to spend your money. I'm going to go to the store with you and you're going to spend it on me.
No, the fuck if I do. My name is
not
Samantha Sausage Head. I'm not Boo Boo the Fool, and I am not from East Bubble Fuck, all the way on the other side of town and don't know shit.
I don't want what you get now. I'm going to get the difference of what I help you get. Like, when I help you get the other $1,500 for running you crazy, that's going to be my piece. So if you keep getting your whatever you get a month, I'm going to get whatever I help add on to it, to the chick. I'm not going to never cut you out your money. You can't get mad at what I'm making.
This motherfucker has... I think he smoked crack before he called up to this radio show because he's talking so much shit.
If you get $3,500, I'm able to add another 2 G's on it. Then I need to get them 2 G's. You keep your 35. We're going to work the system together. You're going to be at home
whatever.
Every day.
I stay in Philadelphia and you stay where you're at and we can live happily ever after.
Look, you're going to keep the lockjaw. Matter of fact, give me your real number so when you get home, we can have phones sit and you can taste yourself right here. You come.
Okay, you want my number? You want my number?
Yeah, what's your number?
1-800-FUCK-NO.
Listen, I don't understand why you so mean. I'm telling you the truth. You see, she don't like a respected, honey man. You see what's going on, don't you, player?
I see y'all.
She don't want an honest man, man. She want a nigga coming out and start out doing everything, opening doors, doing all this shit. Then she wake up one morning, he done stole everything, and he was lying at the beginning. I'm telling you from the rip, I ain't shit.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm not going into your shit, because you ain't shit.
But get what? So you'll let somebody else trick you into believing that shit and still take the bullshit?
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm partially single now.
You talking about you partially single, so this nigga already getting the cakes and the goods.
He ain't getting shit.
And that man, fucking ain't no man standing around listening to you talking, griping, he ain't getting none of that ass. So I'm sorry, he getting something. You jacking him off or something.
Mm-mm.
I know
mm-mm.
I ain't gonna be coming around talking to you every day. You gonna leave jack me out. After 4 visits, I'm gonna leave getting jacked off.
You ain't got to get nothing done. If I don't want to touch you, you can't make me touch you.
No, I ain't going to make you touch me, but after 4 or 5 years, you know, you be laughing and talking. I'm just going to unzip my zipper so you know, you qualify. After 5 visits, qualify me for a jack-off.
So what you say?
I'm just talking shit, having fun, baby. That's all.
I know.
You know
what I'm
saying? Believe
me,
like
if you don't know me, and I'm trying to tell you, you didn't know me, and I actually took you seriously, you wouldn't have an ear right about now.
Can I get your phone number for this so we can have phone sex? Just me and you, like for real. I want to show you how that it power in
phone
the tone.
Phone sex. What the fuck can phone sex do for me? Not a motherfucking thing.
Phone
you
sex.
Have a
can't
phone
show you, what you got. You got Skype.
Phone sex
oh,
doesn't
cool.
fit for me, so. Hell no, you can't
Skype?
Get my number.
You got Skype?
Huh? Nope. I got Ubu.
What is that?
Like Skype.
Okay, well, if you got that, then I get that, and then what we can do, we can look at each other on Skype, and you can play with yourself, and I can watch it. I play with mine, and then we just come at the same time.
How about, fuck
okay,
out of here,
you?
Hell fucking no.
I get your phone number. When I get to Philadelphia, I go and put the 6-7 frame on you then.
How about
6-7-225?
How about
truth teller?
No,
you might as well come in. It's fun. Truth teller, what's going on, boo? I'm back. You need some help?
No, I got this nigga.
You got
yeah,
that?
She called him between a dick and a hard play.
Oh, that's nice. She could definitely handle all that with her soft face. Quick bar. I'm back to the show.
She's left again, y'all.
Listen. Table what?
What?
Hello?
What?
Yeah, so. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Look, well, give me a call tonight when you get out. 404.
I ain't got your number.
604.
I'm not calling you.
Go to the interview. 7904. Write your number down and call me. That's for real. So I can call for real. You know I was just bullshitting talking with like 404-604-604.
I don't trust you now. You telling me the truth now. Yeah. I don't trust you now.
I ain't telling you the truth, man. I'm just having fun, man, trying to have a good conversation, waiting on, tripping out, waiting on,
and then she come on and leave back out like we ain't shit.
Yeah, comment, Fozzy, because I got some show coming up in Philadelphia anyway. We need to spend some time together, hang out. We'll do a kick and talk about music. Ain't nobody don't say
I ain't got the number, and I don't
know. 404-604-7904.
Hold on, you got to give me a
Google.
Second. I got to go back right here.
Alright.
Hold on, wait, is this you? I do a lazy thing. I take pictures of the damn switchboard on my phone. I'm lazy. Where my camera at? I got a new phone
up.
I lost my phone and some nigga took my phone and wouldn't give it back.
Man, you got them niggas going crazy down there. What you doing?
No, I lost my phone. This nigga found my
Hello?
Phone. He was supposed to be returning it. And this bitch never fucking returned my shit.
Hello? I found a chick walked to me tonight and told me she found my phone from 2 months ago. She picked it up in the club, so I'm supposed to pick it up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You have a number?
Yeah, I took a picture of it. Yeah. Who's still online with me?
Give me a call tonight.
What's your number again? Make sure I got the right one.
404.
Uh-huh.
604.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. Hold on. why?
404.
Wait.
Hey, yes, thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
404.
Uh-huh.
604.
Uh-huh.
7904.
How do I say this shit? Hold on.
You'll call me tonight.
I'll think about it.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's you there?
What?
267 of them.
Maybe.
All right. I got you locked in. You're going down. I'm going to call you tonight.
Call me tonight, and you talking shit, I will block your number.
I will.
I'm dead serious.
I won't.
I block numbers.
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Huh?
Hello?
What? What?
Yes.
I'm half asleep. I'm tired.
When you half asleep, how are you going to be tired?
Because I'm a full-time mother. Don't you think I'm entitled to be tired at a certain time?
That's called patience.
Time management. Time management with an overactive 2-year-old and a 6-month-old? Yeah, sure.
I guess we go to some music, huh?
Yeah, we could. Who's still on the phone with me?
Jay Blanton, A Squad DJ.
Demel, you still on the phone?
Yep, I got Jay Harden looking for Honest.
Honest came in and she went back out.
I know she hosting, running around. That's how it be when she's on a Sunday at a show.
Y'all have not Sundays, man.
And then you got all these boys talking about your talking to you. Man, you by yourself.
I'm gonna tell you right now, right?
Right.
I have no sisters. I'm the only girl. I hang out with dudes majority of the time. This ain't shit. It definitely ain't shit.
Okay.
I'm not scared to be around y'all dudes. I'm just like one of the guys.
Well, meet Jay Blunt. He's on Esquire DJ radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does somebody else calling in? We are just passing off the phone.
I was just laughing. Jay Harden started singing to you and talking about how he going to teach you about the deal.
Yeah.
I said, wow.
Going to pray over them bills.
Pray over the bills.
I don't know who was saying that. I just know. I just hear voices. Like, I hear voices in my head. I just hear voices on the phone. Can't even
talk
about
in your head. What you on?
Some strong shit.
Michelle, how are you going to be on Patron? Don't you on...
I said some strong shit. I ain't say no Patron.
Oh. I was going to say something.
Wait. I'm on nerve stimulators and muscle relaxers and.
Hey, I got this shit.
It's all legal. It's all legal. I was in a bus accident. It's all legal. Yep. I get it all.
How recent was your car accident?
Bus accident? Happened a year and 2 months ago.
Wow. So you was popping them after the accident?
Huh?
You start popping the pills after the accident?
I got severe nerve damage.
Oh. And so if you had severe nerve damage, how did you have a baby?
How did I what?
How did you have a baby?
Because I got pregnant right before that accident happened. Days before.
Is that the one with the little penis?
Huh?
Is that the man with the little penis that barely made it?
Wow. He was stroking. I'm like, I don't feel no. Are you done? Are you in? What are you doing?
The condom came off.
So small, the
condom came off. You surprised, you know, you should tell them, dude, you should got a rubber band and tie it off. Like a trash bag or something.
I didn't know. We was in the dark. I didn't even know.
You see all merchandise. Well, what music we about to play tonight?
Huh?
What y'all about to play tonight?
I don't know.
Lord London. The Voo-Voo.
Yes.
All right, we can bring that back as an encore. We can bring it back as an encore. All right, let me play that song.
I'm in that Lord London. That new. Feeling like the shit. My bad bitch with me. My boo. Then I'm telling my. Having wild sex, leaving marks. Hickey. They say my style too complex, tricky. Everything I rock gotta be new. I'm picky. You would do it too if you could. I promise. Constantly I make these haters sick. Vomit. I'm in that Lord London. That new. Feeling like the shit. Bad bitch on my side, named Nina. Rose Brown.
When it comes to making money, I be ghost. Vanish. I bring home the bacon, bread, and the cheese. Sandwich. And I'm so exclusive. New shit. You be trying to find my swag, but you niggas can't. Elusive Looney Tunes going ham on the beach. Daily. I hit the roof and drop another hit. Payment. I'm in that Lord London.
All right, we back on deck. Y'all still there?
Yep. I guess this is the end of the show. You got 12:49.
Oh, I got 10 minutes left. 10 minutes.
And
I'm out. His score.
Who's it?
That's what's up. Y'all play my favorite song, Lauren London. New.
He sucking your toes, Truth Teller.
Mm-hmm.
Who gonna play who's old?
I'm so sucking over this motherfucker.
Breaking up. We're going to a tunnel.
Who's sucking who's toes? Because there ain't no toes sucking over this motherfucker.
Well, holla, y'all. I'm already here.
Well, if y'all want to, y'all can catch me on Facebook at Kia the Truth Teller. Oh, why y'all get quiet on me? Hello? Hello? Oh, they done hung up on me. Oh, crap. Well, I guess I'll end the show because I ended with the music. So, everybody, have a nice night. I'm going to end it with some music because everybody didn't left me. I'm all alone.
Too. So running up on niggas late night is what I'ma do. Yeah, I'm back with them heaters. None of you niggas can see us. I'm about to flood the game. You can call me Rap Katrina. That same old shit. Just a different day. I hear these niggas rapping, talking about they flipping yay. My niggas put the mask on. That's how we play. Run up in they crib, take they shit and sell it round the way. Niggas don't know what they started. These streets, man, we both guard it. Running your lip, I had me pulling my fifth, and I don't plan on missing my target. Shitting on them, no toilets. Throw them out, they garbage. At the end, you gon' see that me and G, we go to Harlem.
These niggas need them down. They better move. Get they head crack. Put on the news. This nigga need an ounce. His homie need some blues. That's how we go down on the night. We trap. We getting money, bitch. That shit you fiend for. Purple on the table. We got that lean, bro. We don't ask no questions. We let it squeeze whole. Leave they body all melted. Swiss cheese holes. Be blowing my. Bitch begging, they give me brain, deep throat. Trap stars don't go hard, that's a damn joke. These niggas need them down.